This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The main purpose of our string ensemble group is to explore the youngster instead of to perform, to like become famous, all these things. I just like to let the children feel the music.
This is Front Row on a Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. 2016 is quite the year. It marks the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death, and there are lots going on in this town on account of that. But 2016 is also the 260th anniversary of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's birth on January 27, 1756. He was a child prodigy who at 5 years old was not only proficient on the violin and keyboard to perform before European royalty, but he was also composing. Just a couple of weeks ago, the Malaysian Philharmonic Orchestra celebrated the composer by performing his Requiem. On Saturday, February 20th and Sunday, February 21st in KL Pack Pentas 2, the KL Pack String Ensemble will be performing a concert titled Mad for Mozart. And with me is the conductor and the featured flautist, Norman Ong. Norman, you are a musician in the city. How easy is it to find a classically trained musician so that you can form quartets and string ensembles and orchestras?
It's actually quite difficult. 10 years ago, when I was starting in this industry, because in Malaysia, the music industry is not that advanced. So it's difficult to get a group of people playing classical to play together. But recently, we can see a lot of young new talented musician. They graduate from overseas and they start to come back to Malaysia and serve the music industry. And we found it's getting easier. And then parents start to realize that music is a part of the education. And then they encourage the children to participate in the music. And that is what I can see improving and we're getting better.
There are so many orchestras in this town. You know, you have your MPO, MPYO, NSO, the Selangor Philharmonic, then more recently, the Selangor Symphony Orchestra. Not to forget, you know, the one that you are with, the City Hall,
Kuala Lumpur Symphony.
I'm not even aware that such an orchestra exists.
Oh, actually, our orchestra was formed in 25 years ago and is one of the oldest orchestra in Malaysia, in fact, after RTM. And in fact, they are earlier than the National Orchestra. We have a lot of pioneer musicians from there. And I was one of the lucky person who joined this orchestra 13 years ago. We actually perform in a lot of events.
But really? But we don't hear about it.
Maybe it's not really open for public. Mostly we have a lot of functions performed in like Istana for the Agong and some of the government events. So we do it in hotels. We do also perform in some open public, like sometimes we have like open days in some kampong, you know, like Sento, they have an event, you know. Yeah, so we perform, but maybe it's not really well publicized. But recently, especially these 2 years, we did a lot of concerts. Like normally when you go to Dataran Merdeka during 31st December.
Or New Year's Eve.
Yes, we have a countdown there. And then you can see an orchestra. And actually that is our orchestra.
What is your own story about being in classical music? You play the flute. Not many people, I think, you know, the first thing they think is when I want to play a musical instrument, when you're a teenager especially, yeah. I want to play the flute. What led you to playing the flute?
Yeah, actually, I started to get to know music when I was standard four. Because that time I was just a kid, and then my sister and my brother, they are in a school band. And out of four of them, three of them are playing instrument. And two of them are playing flute.
Flute?
Yeah. And one, my sister, is a clarinet. And then they always borrow the instrument and come back home and practice. And then my brother, sometimes he ran the cassette, the classical cassette from the school, and then play in the home. So I start to listen that kind of classical music, and I found that it's interesting. And I start to love it. And then when I joined school band like them, and of course, I choose flute.
How old were you then when you started the flute?
At that time was 12, after standard 6. Yeah, I started to play flute. But I still haven't decided whether I'm going to music. But I realized that I cannot stop playing and practicing, and I start to love the music more and more until I decided to become a musician.
You know, a lot of people will say classical music is so boring. So at 12, you've already decided that you like this music. What about classical music somehow resonated with you?
I'm not sure, because when I was young, I don't really know that it's classical music.
It was just music.
Yeah, it's just music. I just love it. And then I found out, maybe we have some pop music, somebody singing, you know, all this. But I found out those kind of instrument music, just instrumental itself, especially symphony, it makes me very excited. You know, when I listen to the harmony, all the 50 people playing together, those kind of sounds, it's some kind of connection. Like, you cannot just say the words.
You're telling me something very interesting, because I've talked to a musician who said that, you know, music is the most pure and most direct way to get to emotions.
Yes.
Not words, because then with words, you still have to think about what they mean and all that.
Yes.
But with music, it's beyond language of words. It's so straight away, something about the sound, there's something to our brains or something.
Exactly. Like if the pop song, maybe we will concentrate on
the lyrics.
Yeah. So we will find out what's the meaning, or maybe this music suit to that or not. But in classical music itself, it's just the instrumental, but they have a lot of imagination. It depends on you. Whatever you like, you can feel, okay, this line is like in the seaside, or in the mountain, you know, in happy or sad, whatever. You can imagine, you can feel it by yourself. Everyone have a different feel. That maybe it caught me.
You said you started playing the flute, but what made you decide that you become a professional?
In fact, when I was 15 to 16 years old, in that time, I start to find out in 2 years' time I'm going to leave the school and I'm going to get my own career. And I found it a lot of things. I'm not interested, you know, sitting in an office, right, 8 hours facing the computers, this kind of thing. I don't like it. And then doctors, those kinds of things. No, I'm a bit scared of this, you know. So at the same time, I was thinking of the music every day. Every day, almost every day I go to school. After school, I go music. Saturday, Sunday, I go back to school for music.
Just playing the flute.
Just playing the flute. And then, of course, when we play the music, we gather with a lot of friends. That's one of the things. Because you cannot just play alone. You have to gather with friends. You have to communicate with them. You make friends with them. And then you have to learn how to play along with them.
You have to really listen to each other and communicate in the music where to bring your playing down a bit so that you can can hear the other musicians.
That's right. So I found it, why don't I become a musician? That is where I started to look for how to become a musician.
Yeah. And where did you go to get your formal training beyond what you've done in school?
Yeah, actually, I was from Malacca. And in that time, especially in Malacca, not very popular in the classical music. And I can't even find one flute teacher over there. So what I did was I saved my money. And then when I have school holiday, I came to KL to look for a teacher by myself. It's a bit adventure for me because I was just 15, 16 years old. And maybe
How did you go about doing that? You know, you said you have the money, but how did you find a teacher? I mean, it's not like you can go to the directory and say, okay, flute teacher.
Actually, when I joined the school, and we have a lot of connection with other school in other states. Like every year we did some concert, and then there are some school band from other states also coming, especially KL, sometimes Seremban in JB also. They are coming for my concert. And from there, I know them. I start to know them and I start to contact with them. And I get some information from them. Of course, I know some of the friend that became a musician already in KL. So I start to contact them, get information, who to introduce, where to get the teacher, all these things. So, then I started.
Can you imagine a life not being a musician?
Cannot. Cannot. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm speaking with Norman Ong, a flautist, who is conducting the KL Peck String Ensemble in the upcoming concert titled Mad for Mozart. Coming up, we'll get a glimpse into the composer and his music. This is Front Row in the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. You're listening to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. I'm speaking with Norman Ong, the conductor of the KL String Ensemble. The KL String Ensemble is an audition group, or it's I play an instrument, you need a musician, I walk in.
I'm not the one who formed this ensemble.
How old is it then?
I'm not really sure the exact period, but I think they already last for almost 7 to 8 years. As I know, there are a few conductors was in charge
in
ensemble
the past.
In the past. But last year, which is 2015 March, KLPAC called me to ask whether I'm interested to take over the job. So I found this interesting because I liked music. And then I found out my Sunday is free.
So rehearsals are all on Sunday.
Yes, all on Sunday. Also, I like children actually.
So how old are the people in your ensemble?
Ensemble is quite a wide range. Yeah, the youngest so far, my group, there is 9 years old. Yeah, and the oldest one, about 45.
That's a huge
yeah.
range. How many in this ensemble?
For now, we have about 40. Some of them are actually the previous junior KLPAC members. So I remain them because they are the considered pioneer. Okay, but after I take the job, so I start to audition to expand the group. So far from last year, March until now, I did 2 auditions. And I start to get some new players to come in. And of course, all of them need to go to that audition.
I assume the 9-year-old was somebody you found just recently.
No. Yeah.
She was
the 9-year-old kid was my student, actually. She's still my student now, actually. Then when I joined this one, the father asked me regarding more exposure for her. I said, yeah, you can come for audition. And if you pass the audition, you can join. And she did. So,
what instrument does she play?
She plays cello.
You teach the cello?
Yeah, I teach the cello.
For someone who might not be familiar with classical music, like myself, how would you explain why Mozart continues to be so popular even though 260 years have passed?
Mozart is one of the most
the
important. Yeah, the great. Yeah, like it's same like Bach, Beethoven's, Tchaikovsky. So whenever you talk about music, maybe even some of the composer we don't really know, but most of the people, they know Mozart. When you talk about Mozart, everyone will think, this guy confirmed he's a musician, he's a composer, right? And maybe they don't know the character or why the Mozart's so important, but he influenced the whole music industry since 260 years ago, and then because of his character. Maybe after you've seen the Mozart concerts, you get to know his character. Whenever you go shopping, you will find out there's a lot of Mozart music playing. And in fact, you heard it before, but you didn't realize it's Mozart.
Hearing his music, you learn his character. What is the character of his music? Or what is the character that is revealed through his music?
If we talk about Mozart's character, I can say it's something like a new era for the music between the Baroque periods and the classical.
Classical period was the 18th century.
Yeah. And then the before like Baroque periods like Pachelbel, Bach, Handel, all those. Because during Baroque periods, most of the music, they are straightforward, like, but they serve it for the church.
Religious music.
Yes, religious music and then like royal families. And then when come to Mozart, he also have the character of the Baroque music, but he start to change it. He start to expand the things. He start to put in more expression and then something new that maybe for the Baroque period, they cannot accept.
What are some of these things that were considered new during his time?
For example, like if you are just a normal person and you are not belongs to the royal families, you have no chance to listen to this kind of thing. Right, but Mozart, he wrote a lot of opera. Talk about
everyday life.
Yeah, like Marriage of Figaro. Talk about a slave, you know, fall in love with a boss, you know, daughter. This kind of thing. So he started to be like
he popularized music.
The whole thing. Yeah. So for me, he did the contribution that start to expand to everyone instead of just for church or in the royal family.
So would it be fair to say that his music had less of a religious element and more of a secular element.
Yes, yes. Mozart is quite a short life, you know, he's just...
I think 35 years old.
35 years old, yeah. But he's a genius. He started to perform at 3 years old, 4 years old, you know, he can perform. And then most of his music was written in the teenagers when 17, 18. And what we did when our age in 17, 18, we're still thinking of what is our career. And he already did so many masterpieces, right? And of course, in that age, he got a very open-minded, you know, and in fact, his character is also easygoing, you know, happy-go-lucky, this kind of character. So he don't care.
I know to some extent the film of Amadeus, based on Peter Schaeffer's play, has given us this image of a kind of manic Mozart, you know, the guy who giggles at one moment and then he's really sick and, you know, the ups and downs of this person. And you just mentioned that he composed great music even when he was just 15 years old, going on 16. In fact, two pieces that you are playing this weekend of February 20th and 21st, those two, the one in one in D major and one in F major, both were composed in 1772 when he was 15 years old, going on 16.
Yes, exactly. So one of the reasons is because this string ensemble, you can see a lot of teenagers also in this age. And then I would like to let the musicians to feel what is going on in your age music was composed. You know, if I give you a Beethoven, maybe like Beethoven's 7 or 9, he composed in 14, 50 years old.
When maybe, it was more mature.
Yeah, and then the musician itself, they cannot feel it. What is angry? Yeah, but Mozart, he's my age. I don't care. I just want to play. I just want to joyful, you know, this kind of music. So why don't we just play it and it's true to your age? Because our string ensemble group, the main purpose is to explore the youngster instead of to perform, to like become famous, all this thing. I just like to let the children feel the music.
Beyond these two pieces, what else are you playing?
Actually, I played Mozart's Flutes Concerto. And myself will play in that.
You're the soloist.
I'm the soloist, yes. So I will play that. Other than that, I invited one of my schoolmate, her name is Samantha Chiu. She is a vocalist. She's a soprano. I invited her to perform in this concert.
And she'll be singing from...
Yeah, she'll be singing the Voi Che Sapete, one of the aria from the...
Marriage of Figaro.
Marriage of Figaro, yes.
And then you have the final piece is your symphony number
29.
So it's something for us to look forward to. It's going to be good?
Fun. Very fun. Yes.
You said that your youngest musician is 9 years old.
Yes.
And your oldest is 45.
Yeah.
So you have quite a large spread. I'm really looking forward to seeing the young musicians perform and hoping that they will become professionals.
Yeah, that is our purpose, you know, in our group.
Mad for Mozart is a celebration of both the composer and of KLPEC String Ensemble under Norman Ong for the first time. Mozart composed over 600 works and the ensemble will be offering 5 on Saturday, February 20th at 8:30 p.m. and Sunday, 21st at 3 p.m. in Pentas 2 KLPEC Central. The featured soprano is Samantha Chiu and Norman Ong himself is not only the conductor but also the featured flautist. Tickets are priced at 45 ringgit with concessions at 30, but there is a promotion. Buy two and get the third one free. This is Front Row in the Bigger Picture and I'm Lim Soon Hing, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.